We followed Arctic explorer Louise Arnaboy's maps and charts that she made during her 1931 expedition. This was the year she founded Louise Boyd Land. Inside Louise's book of 1933 to 1935 expeditions titled The Fjord Region of East Greenland, she wrote, "Far north, hidden behind grim barriers of pack ice, are lands that hold one spellbound. Gigantic imaginary gates, with hinges set in the horizon, seem to guard these lands. Slowly the gates swing open, and one enters another world where men are insignificant amid the awesome immensity of lonely mountains, fjords, and glaciers."
When we landed in Scoresby Sound, it was a bit like landing, I don't know, maybe like the Mojave Desert a little bit, or the moon even. But there was this beautiful low-cropped vegetation, looked a bit like lichen. It wasn't lichen, but it was like heathland. But there was these array of like autumnal colours and these little white flowers, and then this sandy brown ravine. And this beautiful, like, blue water, you know, proper blue when you think of the ocean blue. And then as we went further north, the water, it became really glassy and almost teal coloured. It was gorgeous colour.
The light was absolutely amazing, really amazing. It was like, I mean, ridiculously, like, stardust or something. It was like the whole atmosphere was full of tiny, tiny little particles of ice. It was just the most beautiful thing. It did feel utterly, utterly magical.
There was big, like, swathes of different coloured rock in the cliffs coming out of the water. Again, autumnal colours like russet orange and brown and yellow, and I want to say green. I think there was green as well. Great swathe, like someone had done a big paintbrush across the side of the walls. And as you got further north and further into the fjord system, the stones got sparklier. So that when we landed at Louise Boyd Land, that was like the sparkliest rock of all. It was just dotted with these little golden bits. Like a magical fairyland. It's like someone's made, like, it's like a fiction book. It's like a pop, being immersed in a 3D pop-up fairy book or something. It was just nuts.
It's quite interesting because, of course, Louise Boyd talks about it being a splinter, the lands that hold one spellbound. That's what made her go back. She went once and then had to go back again and again, seven times. She talks about the gates opening for me. May they open many more times. And yeah, the land that holds one spellbound, and it does.